Fergal Healy, congratulations. Great victory in the Leinster Minor Final.
Thanks, Mionide. Yeah, it's delighted with it now. It was a tough game. Tough physically, it was a very tough game. And we needed that. We needed, you know, a really hard game to come through. And in fairness, the lads didn't back away from it. And they still showed their composure all through. And, you know, some lads, it just didn't happen for them today. And other lads kind of stood up.
You mentioned the physical nature of the game. There was a couple of tackles in that first half that were more than borderline, I would think, anyway.
Yeah, look it. I've only, you know, when it's happening in front of you, they look like there was three or four fairly dangerous and all head high ones, and like, unfortunately Dunica had to come off a concussion, and I think his tackle was particularly bad, and you don't want to see that, especially at this level. You don't want to see it at any level, and you know, maybe they could have been dealt with a bit better, more severely than what happened out there. But look, it's a game of hurling, you know, it's going to be contact, it's going to be tough. I suppose you don't want to see stuff like that where young lads are going off with concussion, but that's the way it is, and I thought the lads dealt with it really well.
That said, you got a good start. I think you were 6-2 up before Michael Burke found Jason Rabbit and he got a goal to give you that substantial lead. I think it was 7 points, and you held it fairly well to up to the end of the first half.
Yeah, we were conscious of, you know, getting a few points on the board and getting that 3 or 4 point cushion and then going from there, because we knew Kilkenny were going to, you know, no Kilkenny team is going to turn up in a final and shy away from it. And I thought their aggression and their intensity was really high, and it was tough for us at times, and they made it tough for us, and they crowded out and they kind of stopped, you know, the way we used the ball, and they were putting us under pressure. But eventually, look, we kept saying the boys keep doing what you're doing. We probably could have been a bit more direct at times with the ball, but I thought we overplayed it around the middle there on a few occasions. But look at their young lads, they learn from this.
And when Kilkenny did come at them in the second half, I think it came back to 4 points. You responded really well. I think Colin Burke got a magnificent point out here. Aaron Ireland obviously got some great scorers as well, so it was good to see the fact that you were able to answer their pressure.
Yeah, I thought Cullum's point was a key point, because Kilkenny were really, they had us kind of under the cosh, and it was 4 or 5 at that stage, and they were getting a bit of momentum, and like, it was a shot we wouldn't be encouraging to take. You'd take every time, but like, he nailed it. I was behind him from where he struck it, and it literally went over the black spot, and we kind of kicked on again from that, like, so that was important.
The Leinster Championship obviously this year has been good to Galway. I think it's only 1 year technically we're in the championship. That'll have to be looked at again now, obviously.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, this will be something that will be in place from now on. Like, I think it's important, you know, and the Kilkenny lads acknowledged that afterwards there when I spoke to Niall and David Boogie. You know, they were saying it's great to have us here, like, but, you know, because they wanted the games, they want the hard games, and they want to learn from it and come on from it. I mean, this is our 5th game. This time last year, we didn't even have one game played, so this is the difference. And for these young lads to come down and experience this, and, you know, it's nice to lift a bit of silverware as well. But again, we have to refocus. We're out tomorrow week in an All-Ireland semi-final. So, yeah, look, they'll enjoy the evening, enjoy the night, and tomorrow on Sunday we'll get ready for next week.
And you got a few players back today as well. Cullen Kinneil came on today at 30 minutes into him. Good to see him playing in the middle of the field. So again, Harry Holmes came on, got a good point as well. So again, these are all bonuses from your own perspective.
Yeah, all the subs, we have a really strong panel, and, like, you know, there was other lads there, the likes of Dino there, Dean Cunningham, fantastic character, fantastic player, brilliant member of our panel, like, and you know, he was unlucky not to come on. Like, he's been playing really well, so, like, you know, and I just like to mention him because he's been playing really well in training. But the lads that came on, Owen done really well, Cullen obviously, Stevie Kane I thought done excellent, even did wing forward, then Dylan started cramping up and he came back wing back, Jonah was out midfield, Harry came on and stuck a point, like, so yeah, that's what you want the more lads you have competing for places, the better.
Finally, you mentioned the All-Ireland semi-final next Saturday. It's in Thurles, I believe, 3:00 at the moment, against Cork. Cork and Clare really good in the Munster Championship, and there were two teams that we've seen over the last couple of years that are at a good high level.
Yeah, they are. Like, they're very good underage teams, and yeah, we've seen them during the week. Clare are very good. We've played both teams, and we know, we have a fair idea what they're like. And Cork, obviously, coming off the back of a defeat now, are going to be dangerous, and obviously they'll want to rectify that. And they look at Cork, have some serious players all around the pitch. So look, but look, I keep saying to the lads, this is what we want. This is what, isn't it brilliant for these guys now? They're going from Portlaoise tonight down to play in Thurles tomorrow week, which is fantastic. Yeah.